In the college where I studied for the priesthood, an Italian lady called Liliana worked as the rector's secretary. I still occasionally see her around Rome. One of her duties was to book our flights to and from England, and I have to say it didn't always work out quite as planned. One year, on the 7th of January, I noticed that the crib in the college had been dismantled, but the camels, the shepherds, and all the other figures were stretched out in a long line leading down the corridor. I asked who had put them there, and some smart student immediately said, "Oh, Liliana booked the flight into Egypt, so they missed it." It was hilarious to us. But I wonder how many people nowadays would know what that meant. The flight into Egypt refers to a terrifying time in the life of the Holy Family. Joseph had to take Mary and the baby Jesus to a safe place, because Herod had learned from the strange wise men who had come from the east that a new king had been born. What an insecure ruler he must have been, because to make sure he himself was not overthrown, he had every male child under a certain age killed. In Christian tradition, these children have become known as the Holy Innocents. They are the victims of a murderous campaign by a paranoid ruler. Why bother remembering them every year? What is the point? Why spoil the Christmas season by bringing to mind such a horrendous episode? I think there are at least two good reasons. First of all, these young boys lost their lives because somebody realized how powerful Jesus Christ really was. He didn't understand why Jesus was powerful, or how he would eventually exercise that power. But he knew there was something special about Jesus, and recognized there was not enough room in the kingdom for both of them, or so he thought. I don't know if it's right to say it, but in a sense, these boys were the first martyrs. So it is worth bothering to remember that Christianity very often doesn't fit. Following Jesus can be very costly in all sorts of ways. We ought to remember them and recognize their tragic sacrifice. There is another side to this feast too. It is important to ask whose patron saints the Holy Innocents are. The answer is quite shocking. This has become the day when Catholics in many countries remember innocent lives that are destroyed in our own day because there is no room for them in our society. This is the day when children whose lives were deliberately terminated before birth are remembered. They had no choice. They could not defend themselves. It is good to remember them on this day, but I cannot remember them without thinking of the women who live with what must have been an excruciating decision. Never forget that. This is also a day to remember the innocent victims of war, the thousands of children who die every year because they do not have enough to eat, or because there is no medical assistance for them. Children who are born with HIV/AIDS and never had a chance of a normal life. The children who have been killed because they were made to fight as soldiers in wars started and perpetuated by so-called adults. I'm sure we should remember other innocent people whose lives have been ruined, even if they have not died. This very day, there are hundreds of thousands of people living as refugees, far from their home country, just like Joseph and Mary and the child Jesus. They are innocent, but are often hated and despised in the countries where they eventually find refuge. Then there are so many people whose memories are scarred by people who abused them and stole their innocence. They are often plagued by undeserved guilt and never sure how to love or be loved. I don't want to cast a shadow on Christmas, but it is worth remembering some people's experience of Christmas is totally different from ours. Don't ask who were the Holy Innocents, but who are they today?